my friend, welcome to the Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. I'm international speaker, author, entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and I want to welcome you for joining in once again for another off-the-hip show that I might just hit you right in the face, figuratively speaking, and shock you with some crazy words, crazy outrageous things, who knows, something that's totally opposite of what you think or believe. You never know what's going to happen here. So let's get rolling with this. Here's what we're up to today. I've had some questions. You want to know why I would choose multi-level marketing. And things along the line, why choose multi-level marketing? Isn't it all scams? Isn't it all pyramids? Well, you can tell by my laughing that obviously I don't agree with the premise of those questions. But nonetheless, I thought it was worth addressing because there's an awful lot of people that have major misconceptions about multi-level marketing, also called direct marketing, multi-tier affiliate marketing, network marketing. Those are all terms for the exact same thing. And there's many different models on how multi-level marketing is executed within the business where it's being run. But the bottom line is there is nothing illegal or illegitimate or scammy about multi-level marketing. Now, I know some of you may have actually signed up for companies and had problems getting moving and all that, but I can refer you back to, I think it was my last, or maybe it was two sessions ago, we talked about how many people actually succeed in any business, okay, whether you're working as an employee or not, okay? The bottom line is very few ever make it to the top. So coming into the premise that you didn't get rich in multi-level marketing like you promised yourself you would, and it didn't happen, that therefore it's a scam, well, that's just phooey. That is defeatist. That is not accepting responsibility. That is blaming somebody else for a decision you made, and all kinds of other excuses for having not achieved. All right. Now there's a number of reasons that can certainly slow you down. But first, before we even go into that, let's just take a look at multi-level marketing in general. Multi-level marketing is done by some of the biggest companies in the world. The ones that are probably, here's some that are most well known that are multi-level marketing: Herbalife, Avon, Tupperware, Amway, Shaklee, USANA, Mary Kay. Let's see, there's just a lot of them. I had a whole listing of incredible numbers. YTB International, Passions, Amazon Herbs, Pro Elite, Life's Abundance, Neways, FM Cosmetics, Numis Network. I don't know. I got tons of them here, but there's also some people that you didn't know that were in multi-level marketing. Those are folks like Coca-Cola. I'm trying to find a list of all these other big corporations that aren't known for their multi-level marketing, but are in fact have multi-level marketing avenue. I saw the news just the other day, a roofing company going into setting up a branch for multi-level marketing of roofing, okay? You might think I'm making that up, but I'm not. It came to me in my Google Alerts. I keep track of these things. I just forgot to put it up on my screen so that I could see it while I'm talking to you. But the crazy thing is, or the non-crazy thing is, that number one, the news represents multi-level marketing as pyramid schemes, and it's not. And then the failures at multi-level marketing call it all a scam because they failed. Well, I'm sorry, but that doesn't make it a scam because you failed. That isn't how the work revolves. It does not revolve around you personally. You and I help make the world a good place by providing services and helping other people and moving people ahead. And as entrepreneurs, providing services and jobs that can help pay people and keep them out of the welfare lines and off the bread lines and things like that. But the world does not revolve around you, and because you failed at a multi-level marketing effort does not make multi-level marketing a scam. All right? Now, here's the thing. You know, I tried with a couple of these bigger companies I mentioned. I'm not going to say which ones, and I had difficulty with them because, you know, and it's mostly my problem. I'm not a great networker, so I've gotten better at that over the last few years. But I had to work at improving that, right? it's not the multi-level company's fault that I'm a crappy networker. That's my fault. Also, I had difficulty, and this is a legitimate complaint that for anybody is, you know, you are in an upline, and that in that upline, your sponsor is supposed to help train you. And I definitely got into uplines where, in several times, folks saying they were going to help train me, and I couldn't get anything from them. And so I tried it on my own and tried learning things on my own, but it didn't work because I didn't really have the assistance or backing of the company. Okay, so that's still my fault. I could have gone, probably looked harder within the company, been more forceful. But, you know, I let my anxieties control me at that time. So it's still my fault that I didn't make it, you know, in those particular times. So it doesn't matter which companies they were. What matters is what did I do to make it so that I could succeed better? And I did not do enough under the regime or the scheme or the I don't want to call it scheme because you always people always assign a connotation negative to the word scheme, but the structure of their company, I did not work within it well. I didn't take the time to learn it, and I expected too much up front without doing anything. All right, so it was not the multi-level marketing company's fault that I did not get rich or whatever. You know, I wasn't making a profit as fast as I wanted. That was my fault. So another aspect, let's just hit this real quick, is whether or not they're pyramid schemes. Okay, now you can go to the FTC's own site, it's the U.S. government's Federal Trade Commission, and they have a subdomain, business.ftc.gov, where they talk about multi-level marketing. And in their own words, it's perfectly legal. In multi-level or network marketing, individuals sell products to the public, often by word of mouth and direct sales. Typically, distributors earn commissions not only for their own sales, but also for sales made by the people they recruit. All right? It doesn't say that's illegal. It just says not all multi-level marketing plans are legitimate. Okay? So that's up to you to understand what's legitimate and what isn't. So a pyramid scheme is where making money is dependent completely on recruiting people. And a legitimate multi-level marketing, you can make money by either recruiting or by selling products, okay? So as long as you have products that you can profit from in the sales, and of course, if multi-level marketing, you can also product from the sales your recruits make, then it is legitimate. Okay? Now, even the government does not even suggest that any or even most are pyramid schemes. They don't do that by any way, shape, or form. And in the government, you know, the U.S. government's getting like all these other socialist governments where they hate all businesses. And even on their own websites, they can't even make such a statement because it would, well, actually, the government doesn't care what's true anymore. But that isn't a point here right now. But they do talk about, since so many listeners believe whatever the government tells them, then but they actually give good advice here. I'm going to tell you, the sub-bullets they tell you is to learn about the company and to evaluate the plan. Otherwise, do your due diligence. Ask hard questions when you're recruited by somebody. You know, find out how many recruits they might have. I don't know how important that is. How long they've been in business, that may or may not be important. How much time did you spend last year on the business? Okay, that's what you're asking to your recruiter. How much time they spent on the business? How much money did they make? I'm not sure that that's a legitimate question. Because their goal may be different than yours. Their goal is just to work part time. They may only make their goal may be just to make a few hundred dollars a month, and that's what they do, and they do it well, and they do it month after month. And if your goal is to make $100,000 a month, well, that means you just have to scale up whatever they're doing. So I'm not sure how good a question that is, or how obligated anybody is to talk about their own personal income with somebody. Ever, whether it's multi-level marketing or whether it's inside of a corporate business. You don't do that in a corporate business. You don't go asking each other. Actually, you even sign contracts most of the time saying you won't discuss with each other what your salary is. So that's an interesting thing for them to tell you to say, but I suppose you could try it. What are your expenses? That's a good one. How much training you need? What percentage of your sales are made by distributors? How much product do you sell to distributors? What are the annual sales of the product? You know, some of those things a distributor may or may not know. They're usually listed right on the company website. So I would think that just go to the damn company website and find that stuff out. But don't hesitate to ask. You want to make sure you're able to get help and get in contact with your upline. Your upline person may be new. I mean, the idea that you could only join an upline with somebody who has lots of people in the upline is a fallacy as is, because that means then you cannot have anybody in your upline when you join, because you have nobody and now you have to get your first person, right? So think about it, right? That means you, if the idea here is that you have to join an upline where where the person above you has many people, so that they know more or whatever, then that means that you might have a hard time ever getting in this company, because and you would never get a recruit. How do you get your first recruit if that's a requirement, right? It's absurd. Usually what happens is at multiple tiers, there's training being provided, plus there's training being provided by the company. So a key point is how good and how accessible is that training up the tier in your multi-level company. Okay, so make smart decisions about why you want to do something, you're not doing something. Not doing multi-level marketing because it's all a scam and it's all a pyramid is a bad decision, because it's wrong. It is just outright wrong. It's poorly informed, and it represents a poorly educated, poorly informed decision. So if you like making poorly educated, poorly informed decisions, then, well, use that as your criteria. All right. Now, multi-level marketing, why do it? Well, I actually mentioned this a little bit previously, but since that's what we're talking about here, why do it? I like coaching people. But coaching takes a lot of time and a lot of energy, and you need to charge a lot of money to do it, because you have to make an income. Otherwise, you can't do it. You can't market yourself. You can't advertise. You can't reach. You can't reach the audience you need to reach as a coach in order to be truly effective and to affect the most people possible that need the assistance that you can provide. Under multi-level marketing, you don't have to charge all the coaching fees because you're training people to make you money. Okay? As you recruit people, you're recruiting people to make that are going to, when they make money, you make money. So by doing the training with them, you actually are earning your pay, so to speak. If they produce, then it's likely that, you know, you're going to work with them up front. And if they start producing and putting out the effort, then you're going to continue working with those individuals because they're producing. And some people you're going to start working with and they won't do anything and they won't do anything and they won't do anything. And they'll just complain that nothing's happening and they haven't done anything. And at some point, you're probably not going to be too interested in working with them because they're not making you any money. All they're doing is complaining. They're not taking the action steps you told them to as your downline. But that happens whether you're coaching or not coaching. What happens when you're doing paid coaching outside of MLM is that person just doesn't even come to any sessions and ever pay you again. And what happens in multi-level marketing is you pretty much just stop working with the person and they drop out of the company because they are pretty much a waste of time. They're complaining about everything and they're not taking action. So, you know, it all kind of works out the same, except you get to coach more people directly under MLM than you do. It's much easier to find people to coach and to work with because you're working with each other almost like business partners. You know, you depended on each other to make money. So it's a very, very good way to do that if coaching is one of the things you love to do. Okay? So that's one of the reasons I went into. The other is it's because if you're in a company that has good sales and good people, then there's no limitation on how much you can make. Okay? Your ability to make money is not determined by where you are in the downline. It is determined by how much marketing and effort and networking that you are willing to do. And that's a fact. So that means that if the person above you, let's just pick a number. Let's say the person above you is happy making $1,000 a month, but you want to make $25,000 a month. Well, because the person above you only makes $1,000 a month does not prevent you as the person below them from making $25,000 a month. If that person above you wants $1,000, that's fine. If you want to work to the effort that gets you to $25,000 a month, then that's fine. And you will make more money than the person above you. There are no limitations, okay? And if you're in markets like I've chosen, there's always people coming in at the base that either want the product or want to do the sales or want to do both. And of course, that's key in choosing the market that you want to be in, but that is very important. And it doesn't matter even at, like the two companies I came in at, I'm like very high up in the tier because I came in right when they opened. I was willing to take the risk because they obviously had things set up well, so I went with them. But that doesn't mean that 10 years from now, somebody that's, you know, 100 levels below me can't make more income than I am. In fact, they can. And they could start doing it as fast as they can start their marketing and get themselves known and start recruiting people because there's plenty of people coming into the market, so they're not going to run out of people. So there isn't anything pyramid about it whatsoever. And there's no limitation on them. Absolutely no limitation. And that is simply not true in corporate or small business under the standard job structure. Your income is limited by the people above you, and they get to decide when you get to make more money and when you don't. And to me, that really stinks. Okay. I want to be in control of what happens to me. That's why I'm an entrepreneur, because sink or swim, it's going to be me making it happen. And by me doing what I'm doing, and I help other people and provide products and services they need and expand that market so I can reach as many people as I can because I do it better than anybody else. Now, if you don't believe that about yourself as well, I'm not saying you can't believe, I just said that doesn't mean you can't believe that about yourself. You most certainly can and most certainly should. All right. So multi-level marketing is anything but a scam. It's completely legal if you will take even a second to understand what I just told you at the beginning. And it is by far the most highly probable way for you to succeed. Even though everybody doesn't succeed, everybody doesn't succeed in any of the business structures. So that's an absurd argument that the news media uses. And it sounds good because, actually, I don't know why it sounds good. When I hear it, it sounds stupid to me. But it seems to sound good to, like, 80% of the people listening, so that's why they say it that way. But if you take a moment just to think about it, it's totally irrational. It's an irrational assignment of the way things are. All right, so I've told you in the past what I do. I mean, the companies I'm with, I'm with GVO, and they have two companies, 7-Minute Workout and Pure Leverage, that are both multi-level marketing, and they both have 100% commission structures, and they both have matching bonus payments and all of that sort of stuff. And they're both in markets that there's constantly more people coming into the markets all the time, year after year, and that's why I chose them. And of course, I love working with people that want to be entrepreneurs and want to be healthy. So I have a passion with it. So let me close this as one other thing. I had a note here about people not liking auto ships. But I'll tell you what, there's a reason that there are auto ships in multi-level marketing companies. Because if you do not use the products, you will not know the products. You will not love the products, and you will not be able to sell them effectively. You must know the product, you must understand the product, you must use the product to be able to sell it effectively. That's why AutoShip exists. It's not just to make the guy at the top rich, okay? That would be completely not correct. So the same goes, if you want to be promoting 7-Minute Workout and Pure Leverage, then you should be using the product, because how else are you going to talk about it if you haven't used it? Okay, now 7-Minute Workout, you can join me under that. That's a completely done for you business to get started. So in the world of multi-level marketing right now, as I make this, there is absolutely no other program in existence that actually starts building your business for you with legitimate leads and customers without you doing a thing. And if you like to be healthy, and by doing simple exercises every other day for 7 minutes and have a diet plan that doesn't require you to go buy somebody's monthly food plans, then you would like to help other people make money doing the same thing, and maybe you don't have time to really start this marketing all on your own, then 7-Minute Workout is the right place for you to start. Go to waynesherrow.com/go/fit and join the team and get started. All right. And if you like just selling to entrepreneurs the tools that they need, if you want to be online, there is nothing in the Pure Leverage that is not needed by an online small business in order to get started. So that you can absolutely feel totally proud about selling these products and services, because they are absolutely essential to being a business online. And you can join me at waynesherrow.com/pureleverage if you would like to just join under that company name. All right. So I look forward to working with you. I hope you understand now much better multi-level marketing, why I would choose multi-level marketing, why it is an excellent choice for you, and why I love the companies I love. And I hope if you are having any difficulty getting started, then you will choose the 7-Minute Workout, waynesherrow.com/go/fit. Okay? Join me there. I look forward to working with you. I look forward to your success. I look forward to seeing you on the next Wayne Scherer Show and being your destiny.